Hi, welcome to Soul Revolution. We believe that you are the change wherever you are. If you like to know more about us, who we are and what we do, find us on Facebook as Soul Revolution. We are so thrilled to share this message with you today.
Judas. Your friend from Galilee has caused quite a stir. One cannot deny that he has followers, especially amongst the less well-educated element. But you, Judas, I'm intrigued.
He has a power. It's hard for me to put into words.
A power to cause trouble, to stir things up. Attacking money changers. Threatening to destroy the temple. The Holy of Holies. If he were the Son of God, if, would he abuse the house of God? The true Messiah will unite Israel, not divide it.
What do you want with him?
Just to talk. If the Romans step in, can you imagine the slaughter? It will mean the end of the temple, the end of our faith, the end of our nation. Is that what you want, Judas?
Judas,
you are his friend. Bring him here, discreetly. Let us try to stop this while we still can.
And what's in it for me?
Good. We shall expect to hear from you presently.
He rebuked me at the party in front of all those people. I will never forget that day. I was invited to Lazarus' house and he rebuked me. Such an insult, such an insult.
Six days before the Passover, Jesus went to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, the man he had raised from death. They prepared a dinner for him there, which Martha helped serve.
Lazarus was one of those who were sitting at the table with Jesus.
Then Mary took a whole pint of a very expensive perfume made of pure nard, poured it on Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The sweet smell of the perfume filled the whole house. One of Jesus' disciples, Judas Iscariot, the one who was going to betray him, said,
"Why wasn't this perfume sold for 300 silver coins? And the money given to the poor?"
He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He carried the money bag and would help himself from it.
"Leave her alone. Let her keep what she has for the day of my burial. You will always have poor people with you, but you will not always have me."
What does he think of himself? That he's always right? Just because he brought Lazarus back from the dead, he deserves to be honored with such an expensive jar of perfume poured out on his feet? No. And that foolish woman, Mary, she wasted an entire year's earning and pours it out on his feet like a foot wash. I mean, who does that? But then, no rabbi has done something like this before. Like, I haven't seen anyone bringing the dead back to life. Lazarus was dead for 4 days. If he isn't the Messiah, then how did he do that? How did he do that? Maybe he's a prophet? No. Enough of his nonsense. Just because he performs miracles and he has a band of merry men following him, it doesn't make him the Messiah. And whatever he is not a king. What kind of a king rides on a donkey? Look at Caesar. Look at Herod. All their carriages and their palaces. These are men with power and legacy. And look at Jesus. Born to a carpenter, he's friends with fishermen and tax collectors. He eats with the sinners and he despises the Pharisees. And then Peter, the babbler, Matthew, the sinner, dumb folks like them could believe in him. But not me. I am Judas. I'm gonna put this money to good use. Villages and you would ask us to carry nothing for the journey. No staff, no bread, no money, not even an extra garment.
Judas, did you lack anything?
Nothing, Lord.
It's true we didn't lack anything, but tell me something. Is it wrong to be ambitious? Like, who doesn't want a better life? How long more will I just watch him from the sidelines? He has made so many promises, but how many has he kept? King of Israel? King of the Jews? Such tall claims? He said, I will establish my own kingdom. All nonsense. All nonsense. He made a fool of me too. I almost started believing that he was the king and he would deliver us. And who knows? I might become one of his counselors. Treasurers maybe. Honor. Wealth. Authority. All would be mine. By 3 years, and none of his words have come to pass. I made a mistake by believing him, but not anymore. I am going to look out for every opportunity that I get. Every opportunity.
There was a garden in that place, and Jesus and his disciples went in. Judas, the traitor, knew where it was, because many times Jesus had met there with his disciples. So Judas went to the garden, taking with him a group of Roman soldiers and some temple guards sent by the chief priests and the Pharisees. They were armed and carried lanterns and torches. Jesus knew everything that was going to happen to him. So he stepped forward and asked them,
"Who is it you are looking for?"
"Jesus of Nazareth."
Judas the traitor was standing there with them when Jesus said to them,
"I am he."
They moved back and fell to the ground. Again, Jesus asked them,
"Who is it you are looking for?"
"Jesus of Nazareth."
"I have already told you that I am he. If then you are looking for me,
let these others go."
He said this so that what he had said might come true. "Father, I have not lost even one of those you gave me." Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's slave, cutting off his right ear. The name of the slave was Malchus.
"Put your sword back in its place."
"Do you think that I will not drink the cup of suffering which my father has given me?"
Then the Roman soldiers, with their commanding officer and the Jewish guards, arrested Jesus, tied him up,
thank you.
and took him first to Annas.
What's going to happen? I'm afraid. They might even kill us too.
Let's stay home and not be seen too much. Anyways, tomorrow is the Sabbath.
Yeah. Who's there? It's me. Open the door. It's me, Matthias. Open the door. This late at night, what brings you here, Matthias? Are you okay? I'm okay. But have you heard? What happened today?
Is there anyone who doesn't know what happened today?
Such a sad day.
No, I'm not talking about Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. His disciple, Judas, who betrayed him to the chief priest. He's dead!
What?
What?
Yes!
When did that happen?
Shh! It is heard that he hung himself.
I wonder what made him do that.
You mean what made him kill Jesus? Huh. What made him betray Jesus at the first place? He spent so many years with him, lived with him, walked with him, he learned so many things from him, and at the end, he chose to betray the one who loved him.
Exactly my thoughts. He too left everything to be one of the 12. He saw the miracles. He was there with him. Then why turn back?
Maybe he made a mistake and then regretted his decision. Or maybe he backslid.
Or maybe he saw the power of God, the miracles of Jesus, the abundance, but he chose not to see the humility, the love, the heart of Jesus.
True. Following Jesus comes at a cost. Not everyone is willing to pay the price. Remember what he said, that whoever loves his life and possession more than him is not his disciple. But he said, whoever follows him till the end, he has promised him everlasting life. Who would be willing to follow Jesus in such conditions?
I am willing. I am willing to follow him, no matter what it takes.
I will follow Jesus till the rest of my life.
A short but simple presentation of any of our lives. It could be our story. The theme for Soul for this last few months has been the word irresistible life. What is this irresistible life that Jesus offers? It's to experience the presence of Jesus. Once we experience His healing, once we experience His touch, once we experience something unique that He has done in our lives, we want more of His presence. It's just not to experience His presence, it's also to believe in who He is. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the light of the world. I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus made some tall claims, as Judas said. And when we come to a point where we realize this Jesus is who I want to follow. And history records for us 2,000 years ago. What he saw was just a presentation of what happened 2,000 years ago. The same Jesus who died on the cross for your sin and my sins rose again on the third day because he has victory over death. Jesus rose again on the third day. Jesus had an entire generation of followers. And today, even all around the world, people have experienced this irresistible life. When we hear the word irresistible, what do you understand? It simply means it cannot be resisted, right? That's the meaning of irresistible. But tonight's drama presented for us simply this. The irresistible life can be resisted. That's the story of Judas. We talked about the irresistible life right through, but the simple message is this irresistible life found in Jesus can be resisted. Judas is a clear example of someone who failed to commit himself. The key word I want us to remember tonight is the word commit. It's a great thing to experience his presence. And many of us here, we have come this last few months. And if you're here for the first time, we truly welcome you. What a great joy to have you. But if you've been following the life of Jesus, great experience of experiencing his healing, his miracles, we come to a point where we believe in him. Judas had experienced the presence of Jesus. He had seen the miracles of Jesus. Judas had even come to a point where he believed in Jesus. But you know what was his biggest problem? He chose not to follow him. He chose not to follow him. All of us in this place tonight, yes, we have a great opportunity to experience his presence. If you're here today and you're saying, you know what, I'm facing a difficult situation at home, in my workplace, I need a miracle in my life, Jesus wants to do a miracle for you. If you're seated here and you're saying, you know what, I want to believe this Jesus, this unique Jesus, I want to put my trust in this Jesus. Yes, Jesus is here and he wants to have that experience in your life.
Thanks again for tuning in for another message from Soul Revolution. You can do us a huge favor by rating, reviewing, and sharing this message with your friends. We would love to hear from you on how this message has touched your life. Feel free to message us on Facebook. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you have a great week ahead.